Hi, I'm Maggie Brennan, music director here at WCBE. We're excited to announce our new web exclusive, Live from Studio A Replay, where you can listen to some of our best Studio A sessions. We're dedicated to bringing you great music from around the world and from right here in Central Ohio. And that type of extraordinary service is only possible with your support. So please, consider making a donation of any amount by clicking the red donate button at the top of the page and keep the music going. And we thank you for your support.
We're live from Studio A with Willie Porter. He performs tonight at Ludlow's. Hi, Willie. Thanks for coming back.
Thank you, Maggie. It's a pleasure to be here.
Always good to see you. Last time you played solo, tonight you were with full band.
Yes, that's correct.
And you'll be rocking out a little bit more tonight.
I think so.
He's got a new CD out, self-titled On 6 Degrees. It's his latest. We're going to hear. What's this first one we're going to hear?
This first one is called Unconditional.
There's a woman with a baby sitting next to me as we ride the crooked train into New York City. She holds that child on her bended knee, whispers something that only he can hear. She says, I will always love you no matter what may come. I carried you inside myself. Of us are one. No matter how you're folding, how it comes undone, to me you will always be shining. And he stares into her brown eyes above, into the face of unconditional. I see a man laying in the street, left his motorcycle at his high rate of speed. In his eyes, there's a vacancy, but he seems, yeah, he seems to be smiling. Maybe he was a Muslim, Christian or a Jew. I hope that he was laughing when off that bike. If you struggle to believe, just like me and you, as the ambulance is too late to ride now. And he stares into the sky, into the face of unconditional. Sometimes I'm impossible, sometimes I rage and roar, sometimes all the dreams are spent and strewn across the floor. Then I see myself reflected in your eyes, all the tragedy, the hope and the fear. So when my hour of dying and the light is clear and clean, if it helps read from the Bible, don't hook me up to those machines. By my side as I slide to some peace. Give me strength over what I'm afraid of, in the face of unconditional love.
He's live from Studio A with one off his latest release, self-titled On 6 Degrees Records, Unconditional. And he performs tonight with the full band at Ludlow's down in the Brewery District. We're going to give a pair of tickets away to caller number 5 right now at 821-9223. I read in your bio that you wanted the singer in each song to tell the story. How do you know when you're done writing that or for that character or that? how do you know when they're done telling the story? You know, how does that work?
I think when the audience tells you whether or not it works or not. For me, the songs are kind of all works in process. They change every night live, and there's always something different about them. And this one, I just tried to get as much clarity on the page as I could, you know, pulling from different experiences and observations and such. And that last song is sort of an example of, you know, three different people, obviously. So,
and that has to do with your first child, I think, or some of it, part of it. And congratulations, because I just heard that
you have
a new one on the way. So
yeah,
congratulations.
We're very blessed with that. You know, our first one, she's sort of teaching us how it's done. And, so we're students of the game as far as the kidlets go. And but that song was partially inspired by her. You're absolutely right. And one day I came into the kitchen. She was hanging onto the handle of the refrigerator. And I looked at her, and her face was all red. And I said, "What are you doing in here?" And she just looked back at me and said, "Poop." And I realized right then that poop was going to be different for me forever and ever. And so, yeah, that's a test of your real true love for your kid at that point.
Willie Porter, he's live from Studio I. He performs tonight at Ludlow's. Also, another comment you made as a songwriter, you get bored with your voice. Is that when you're not complete with a song, or is that before this album, after this album? I wasn't clear on what you meant by being, as a songwriter, you get bored with your voice. Is that...
Well, I think I was more referring to perspective. You know, I think it's important to step outside your own life and try to write from the perspective of other people and such. And so I was kind of bored, you know, chronicling my own things and my own experiences, you know, autobiographically and otherwise. So on this record, I did a lot of co-writing with other people to try and stretch out a little bit. And that last song is an example of that as well.
Tony Levin also performed on some cuts.
Yes,
I think.
He sure did. Yeah.
Had you worked with him before?
Or? I never had. It was a real treat to work with him. Obviously, people know about him from King Crimson and Peter Gabriel and stuff. So a true master of his instrument, and he brought some great flavors to this record, I think.
Very cool. It's the new one. It's self-titled, Willie Porter. In your own studio, this is recorded. How long have you had your studio for a while, or has it been...
Yeah, it's been up and running for about a year now, and a little longer than that, actually. And it was great because we didn't have to, you know, we didn't have to watch the clock.
Right.
And so we were able to sit around and argue over different guitar parts and things, and also just get comfortable. You know, sometimes the best stuff happens at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you just, when you're paying, you know, oh my God, it's expensive per hour.
Right.
It's really hard to get comfortable and get good performances, so.
Willie Porter, he's live from Studio A. What's this next one you're going to do?
I'm going to do one that's one that you guys used to play a lot. And from my second album, this is a tune called Angry Words. I can see those visions dancing across the foot of my bed, crumpled sheets to tired bodies, sins I commit now in my head. I have questioned him 1,000 times more. The photograph lies deep at the bottom of my drawer, but when I looked at it this morning, I had no angry words to say. No angry. Maker that you gave me finally broke down and up and died this morning with the grumbling sound. All these ghosts I have driven them from my house. It's a simple life I lead. Still got a lot to learn about. Yeah. Finally getting over. Yeah, I'm finally getting over the sad part of yesterday. The wind in the sea. I learned a little about forgiveness, a little about sin, a little about the soul of a man living within my skin. Afraid of new love that could be started.
I don't wear a face. It says I'm weary, broken hearted. I don't need someone to smother with the love that you discovered. Oh, 'cause I'm finally getting over. 'Cause I'm finally getting over. Yeah, I'm finally getting over. Sad part of yesterday. Yeah, I'm finally getting over.
Willie Porter with Angry Words. He performs tonight at Ludlow's down in the Brewery District. We'll give another pair of tickets away to caller number 4 this time around. Dan Mashako picking up that phone, 8219-223. He's got a new album out, self-titled, on 6 Degrees Records. You just recently, I don't know actually when, the Miles Copeland singer-songwriter, what's that all about? What is it? French Hideaway.
The Songwriter's Retreat, I think is what you're asking me about. That was a great sentence, though. I like that, yeah. That was a thing that I took part in, I guess it was a year ago, spring. And it was sort of a retreat that's held in this French villa that Miles Copeland knows, the great Miles Copeland, music impresario and former manager of The Police and Sting and such. And you get together with about 30 other people, and you're there with your assignment to write songs. And people like Carole King and Mark Hudson and... who else was there? Ed Robertson from Bare Naked Ladies and all these incredible people, Tracy Bonham, are there. And you never know who you're going to write with on any given day. You're there for 7 days and you have to write and record 6 songs. So it's sort of a graduate school in a way, in that you're just, you know, Miles is really the taskmaster. And you write a song each morning, and then you have to compete with the other groups of people that are there for recording time, because there's only 4 little studios there.
Wow.
And so if you're late getting your song finished, you're late getting it recorded, and then you're kind of screwed the next day because you have to get up so early.
And you have all these deadlines.
Yeah, it's deadline, deadline, deadline. But it's really fun because you never know who you're going to write with or what you're going to come up with.
So you just schedule the appointment or the week, and then whoever's there is there.
Yeah, they don't tell you who's going to be there in advance.
That's wild.
And you show up, and it could be anybody, and that's half the fun of it. But the song that you write on the first day and record gets played the next night at dinner in front of everybody. So the pressure's on. And if you turn in a real clunker, you know, everybody's going to...
You're going to run away.
Yeah, they're going to be chuckling, or they're not going to applaud. You know, it's really pretty amazing. And if you write a song that then goes on to be a number one or is a hit somewhere in the world, you get knighted at the castle, which Carole King was knighted while we were there.
And
it was really great, a little champagne ceremony and stuff.
So is that an annual thing, or is it any time?
I think that happens twice a year. He does one that's pop music, sort of Western-style music, and then one that's world music that's pulling from, you know, Mediterranean, Eastern music. Every kind of music is represented there. So that's a really fascinating one. I'd like to be a fly on the wall for that, because of the people,
cool.
Hamza Aldin and other people come in, George Dalatas from Greece, and so it's a whole bunch of different musicians have come to be a part of that, and so it's a pretty interesting thing.
Leo Kaki, Michael Hedges, big influences on you and your career.
Love them.
Do you remember the first album you ever bought?
The first album I ever bought was Pink Floyd Relics. One that has the two sort of ceramic masks on the front of it with the 4 sets of eyes. Yeah, that was my first record. And then Jethro Tull, MU, The Best Of, was the second record.
And Ian Anderson also.
Yeah, he's playing on this new record.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's kind of a wonderful full circle there.
What's in your car right now? What are you guys listening to on the road?
Right now, we've got lots of Frank Zappa. We've got tons and tons of Zappa. What else? Just odd little curiosities and things. Lots of demos. The guys that I'm playing with tonight, they have their own bands and stuff. So they bring along some of their music. And today we were listening to Devo, believe it or not. So it's a smorgasbord.
There you go. Willie Porter, he's live from Studio A. And who's going to be with you tonight on stage?
That's right, at Ludlow's. And
you'll have the full deal going on.
We sure will. I thought I'd do a song from this new record and leave you with this one, Maggie. Is that all right?
That's great.
You got time? All right.
I got time. Thank you so much for dropping by.
Thank you for having me. This is a tune called Breathe.
As soon as we are bleeding.